What is going on with y'all, man? It is Black Balloon, and I'm coming back with another video, so y'all already know what's going on. Now, if y'all familiar with these two on the screen, this is Rick Owens and his wife that he married in 2006, named Michelle Lamy. Not sure if I'm pronouncing her name correctly. She's a French designer, Michelle Lamy. Who knows? Michelle. We're just going to call her Michelle for this video, right? So, I thought this would be an interesting topic to do because we're covering fashion designers, the dark lords of the fashion world, in Rick Owens and his wife, his very demonic looking wife. She's definitely a witch. I believe he's a warlock himself. He's a bisexual man and he's married to her. And they've been married for quite a long time. Now, my reasoning for doing this video, it was not requested by anyone. But I saw his recent 2025 fashion show. I think it was a spring fashion show. And the article, you know, they were saying that the show was in like, it was like a biblical type of fashion show because they were in all white. But it still gave off very demonic and eerie vibes. And I'm going to show y'all like a clip and some pictures of that fashion show. But, you know, it made me want to dive into it and talk about some of these fashion designers that are always with rappers, that use rappers to promote their demonic clothing. So on and so on, right? I thought this would be a very interesting topic because, you know, in recent videos, we talked about some of this stuff. I think when we did the Balenciaga video where we were talking about the mannequin and the model that supposedly went missing and stuff, right? And we talked about some of these new brands like Hailstar, you know, and how a lot of this stuff is demonic and, you know, people are basically wearing spells, right? So I wanted to use this video to go into that a little bit deeper and talk about Rick Owens and his wife. And I want to jump into like a clip or two of some of her views about spirituality, about God, so on and so on. I'm not going to make this intro too long. We'll go ahead and jump into the first clip of her talking about a couple of things, and then we're going to come back and talk about this a little bit more. Check this out.
I went all over the world. I changed life. I started this. I did something else with instinct. I follow a flow of attraction and try to make a living out of it. And I'm still unable to analyze why I went from law school to be doing striptease, not at the Crazy Horse. We are doing this in Little Fair with some transvestite women. It was like a war that was very interesting. I did law school. I became a criminal attorney for a little bit. You know, it's something very useful. Everybody should do it. But at the same time, for 2 years, Gilles Deleuze was giving class there. I follow that, and you know, I'm totally Deleuzian even after this. So that was very important. For some reason, somebody thought it was clever to give me sex cases to embarrass me. I mean, you know, I was 21. I was very innocent of the world. I was pretty fascinated. I was spending a lot of time in jail talking with those guys. And then moving to New York, moving to LA, following some things that I cannot explain why. It was just because of a song or a book or thinking it was the right time.
Now, real quick, before I play you another short clip of her talking, I noticed what she was saying in that clip. It just caught my attention. Now, a lot of people might not think it's anything crazy, but sometimes you notice people alluding to things that they might not even understand themselves. And she said that maybe at the time she didn't understand it, but I think now she does. She said, you know, back then or whenever she was coming to the States and moving to New York, moving to LA, I'm assuming getting into the fashion world, she talked about how she just followed a flow of attraction. How, you know, at that time, or she could have been saying that she still doesn't realize, you know, what she was basically chasing. She said, you know, she didn't understand. She was just going with it. Like, you know, this is her explaining, I guess, her come up in a sense. But her speaking that way sets up the next clip that I'm about to play, which was her opinion about God. And I only say that because, you know, people that don't have any real kind of faith or, you know, any belief in God, they talk a lot about going with the flow of things, going where the energy takes them, so on and so on. There's never really any kind of, it's like they don't believe in God opening up some of those avenues in their life. They all believe it's just, you know, it was just the flow. It was just the feel. It was just the vibe. It was just a natural energy that got me to this place. There's never any thanks to God. There's no acknowledging a higher power being in control of your life. You know, they never thank God. And that's what I was thinking listening to her in that clip, which why I said it will set up what I'm about to play you next, because, you know, she kind of explains that further, you know, as far as her not believing in God. So I'm going to let y'all go ahead and hear this clip, and then we're going to come back and talk about it a little bit more. Check this out.
Being broke.
And do you believe in God?
I don't know what that God is. I believe, you know, I believe in DNA. I believe that genes have memory. I really believe in civilization. It's what I want to know most. But let's say I don't have a religion that to put a name on it. But because the more the sciences are finding, I'm more proud of humanity and thinking that people that can behave like incredible human being are without the help of a God. That's what I believe in.
Now, she was very honest, I guess if you want to call it that. She said she doesn't know what a God is. So that's why I said that in the beginning. You can tell she's been led by a certain spirit her entire life. A lot of people live their lives that way. You know, they don't acknowledge the power of God. They don't acknowledge, you know, a higher power, the Most High, Jesus Christ. They don't acknowledge any of that stuff. They attribute things that happen to them just based off of, I don't know, just the fact that you're here and you're going with the flow. They don't acknowledge anything. Even when they're faced with, you know, problems in their lives, or they're faced with certain crossroads where, you know, you can acknowledge God, but they don't choose to. So that's why I was talking about that. And in this clip, you know, it further explains her mentality. She says she believes in DNA, and that genes have memory, you know, but she doesn't believe in God. And she goes on to say that people can be amazing humans without there being a God. So there's no acknowledgement of the spirit. There's no acknowledgement of, you know, where does that pure good come from, you know? Where does joy and happiness, where does that come from, you know? Now, she didn't talk about evil stuff in that interview, but there is something to note. Throughout that interview, it was like 9 minutes was the only clip I saw. She was on point. She wasn't stuttering, nothing. But when it got to the God section, she couldn't really say anything. She kind of like was very hesitant to say God. She acknowledged people being able to be amazing humans without God, but there wasn't anything about evil. There wasn't anything about people being, you know, murderous or, you know, just downright evil. Like, if people could be that, then that has to come from somewhere too, right? You know, it's really not worth, like, trying to figure out her mindset. It's blatant what it is. You could tell by the art that's on her wall, because I think this is in her house. And if I'm not mistaken, that looks like the deity Baal. That almost looks like the furnace, you know, the god of fertility and child sacrifice. It's almost what that looks like right there. If it's not, if that's not a furnace in the belly or right under the belly, or, you know, Moloch, or, you know, however they draw him or that deity, that's almost what that looks like. Either way it go, you could almost chalk that up to being a demon spirit on that wall. To get into it a little bit more, here is Michelle with the Migos. Now, this picture was at minimum 6 years ago, I want to say. I don't know where they're at in this picture. You know, notice Rick Owens and the Migos in all black. She's in all red. And if you look closely, this is what she believes in. This is who they bow to. Y'all remember one of the, you know, the clips I love the most, like one of my favorite clips when it comes to the Baphomet, is with Pastor Darby and the sermon he did about the God of Transformation, the Baphomet, and how people have to have the ability to be used by demons. And this is who they have to bow to. And what is she doing? The infamous two up, two down, as above, so below. Now, a lot of people, you know, they look at this woman as like, you know, she's goth, she's down to earth, she's just this, she's that, she's amazing. But this is who these people worship, including those two in the background, those three in the background who are cheesing and smiling. You know, I find it odd that her and Takeoff are the only ones holding their two fingers up. You know, we've gotten into Takeoff's situation, and, you know, we know that he was sacrificed. It's just a weird picture if you look at it. You know, the main devil, the main witch, throwing up the Baphomet symbol, as above, so below. Then another thing you might notice about this picture is there just happens to be a triangle right above or in between Offset and Quavo. Rick Owens smiling, Offset smiling, Quavo smiling, Takeoff, you know, looking the way he always looked, with those two fingers almost kind of like making a six a little bit, pointing up to the sky. Could be, you know, you could almost say that's the same symbolism that she's pointing up. And Offset is no stranger to her. A lot of the rappers that are really, you know, in this dark world, you know, messing with these dark lords of the fashion world, you know, these are the people that they hang around. Offset has many pictures with her. Here's another picture, her and Offset. Now, all I see over this lady in any of her pictures is just feels demonic. Makes me want to pray to Jesus. It makes me want to rebuke these pictures. It makes me want to rebuke Rick Owens. People that decide to wear these clothing brands. Because y'all do know this is why they mingle with rappers, people who have influence. You know, like, how many times do we got to discuss this? They link with the people who have the most influence, who can influence the world to be demons, to represent demonic clothing brands, to empower our rituals even more. I'm speaking as the fashion designers. Because, you know, the product that they're putting out represents who they are, who they worship. And they want you to wear this stuff. And they want you to pay $1,000 for clown shoes, aka Rick Owens. And so many young black kids with money, you know, white kids, anybody, you know, they're going out there, they're spending their hard-earned money to show somebody that they got on Rick Owens when he's married to this. this demon right here who's behind a lot of his ideas and his brand. This look like some American Horror Story type of shit. What is this? This is who you are supporting. This is, you know, they get the culture, they get our culture to support this demonic bullshit. And these rappers and celebrities are smiling. Usher has like multiple pictures and he goes to their fashion shows. He talks with her all the time when he's at these shows. You know, they need these people in order to keep putting these spells on the culture, on people who are willing to buy it, spend their money, wear the clothing. You know, you don't know what kind of rituals they do around this stuff. You know, you don't know what these people actually participate in, spirit cooking, you know, Marina Abramovich type of stuff. Real blood rituals. And then we get this. This was at his most recent spring fashion show. Look at this. This was supposed to be biblical. What is this? This looks demonic. Just because they're dressed up in pale or off-white or whatever this is supposed to be. Look at this. This look like sex demons. These look like those, that black rubber dude off of American Horror Story, except they're wearing white. You know, maybe in a sense like representing Revelations, if you want to take it that far. And the pale horse. You know, what's that? Is that the fourth seal? And look at Rick Owens comes out in all black. Demon. Look at that. But what that reminds me of is chapter 6 of Revelations describing each seal. The third seal was the black horse and the rider holding a pair of scales. And the fourth seal, like I was saying, being the pale horse. Its rider, y'all know, named Death, and Hades following close behind him. And in that fourth seal, they're given a power over a fourth of the earth to kill by sword, famine, and a plague, and by the wild beast of the earth. Now, I'm just saying that's what those vibes give me, because you all know how these people like to mock the Bible, mock God, mock our Savior in Jesus Christ. They like to mock people who believe in that because they acknowledge it. They know it's real. Now, you know, I'm not saying that was what was going on there, but that's what it reminds me of. That's what it looks like. In that show, you know, there was an article, you know, articles that saying that this was like a biblical representation. But they look like sex demons. And that is not godly at all. But my whole point in making this video was mostly to talk about, you know, the fashion industry and the fact that these are clothes and shoes that you wear directly on you. So this stuff is attached to demonic spirits the same way music would be. This is why they use people who have influence. Raps, celebs, actors, so on and so on. It's just to spread the demons. Just the way demons follow music, they follow the clothing lines and brands as well. Especially when the brands are ran by people who worship Baal, who sacrifice, who worship the Baphomet, who are literally walking demons amongst us. And this stuff is important. It's just as important as the music side of it. Because fashion and this kind of, you know, darkness has a hold on people just the way music does. Like, you know, demonic energy is not just something that's, you know, in you. You know, it starts to become you. Like, you're starting to wear clothes that make you look demonic. Your eyes look demonic. You know, you not only do things that are demonic, you start to represent it in its entirety. And that's what, like, Rick Owen brand is, Hellstar, all of this other stuff, Balenciaga, how their outfits, their shoes, they look demonic, like Rick Owen's shoes looking like clown boots. You know, most clowns have a representation of being evil. You know, we're not talking about the little happy clowns, McDonald's, blah, blah, blah. That's evil stuff, you know? It's demonic stuff. Everything relates back to it being demonic. It's not me over-exaggerating or, you know, just saying shit. It's just what it is. Like, when you can see it, you can see it. You know, us who choose to be in the light and live life through God and worshiping God and praying to Jesus, you know, knowing the real truth, you can see that stuff. It's called discernment, and it's easy. You know, it's easy once you pray for it and God gives you that ability to see it. That's all I'm trying to say. And, you know, maybe this gets out there to somebody who has spent money on this kind of stuff. Throw that shit away. You got some Balenciaga in your closet, throw that shit away. You got them little shoes that say Balenciaga on the side, them little sock shoes, throw that shit away. It was never worth your money to begin with. There's plenty of stuff out here that hasn't had rituals done over it that you can wear. And that's what I'm gonna end this video with, y'all. It's Friday. I hope y'all have a good weekend, man. July 4th coming up. I hope everybody be safe, you know, around the holidays, so on and so on. Y'all let me know what y'all think about this topic. Anything else y'all might want me to cover, you know, in this lane of whatever the hell this is with all this crazy looking clothes and stuff. Yeah, man. I hope y'all enjoyed that video. And with that being said, it's Black Balloon, and I'm gonna see y'all soon. All right. I'm out.